https://www.gistatexa/contact-information/. Elizabeth Thomas, Complaint Inspector 512-463-8089. This email has spoken voice narrative audio media available and has been archived to http://webdomains.realuphuman.net/texasjailproject.org/gmail-tcjscomplaint.closed.htm and http://fuckeduphuman.life/elizabeth-thomas/http://fuckeduphuman.life/elizabeth-thomas/gmail-tcjscomplaint.closed.htm and http://fomanumbers.fuckedupphuman.net/512-463.8089/http://fomanumbers.fuckedupphuman.net/512-463.8089/gmail-tcjscomplaint.closed.htm. Texas Legislature, weed of corruption bears bitter fruit all over Texas. By Christopher Adams, - the 10th of October, 2019. There's no way to sugarcoat it, the roots of public corruption run deep in Texas soil. From LBJ's 1948 Box 13 scandal to the undoing of the Crystal City government in 2016, insidious behavior from elected officials is a pervasive problem that erodes the public's trust between skyscraper and T-post. And what is the state doing about it? Is it doing enough? The Office of the Attorney General, OAG, couldn't answer. Spokesperson Kaylee Lawson stated in an email that the OAG could not provide an interview on this subject and referred us to the Department of Public Safety, DPS. The answers are not much, and no, according to Craig McDonald, director of Texans for Public Justice, I think that there are some fundamental things very wrong with the Texas political system which results in corruption and even things that are legal that most citizens would think corrupt, McDonald said. He cited Texas' loose restrictions on campaign spending and donations and the state's very few restrictions, if any, on revolving dole from business to government back to business. Those instances don't get prosecuted because they're written in Texas statutes as the legal way we do business here, McDonald said. Texas gets an F in transparency. The Center for Public Integrity's 2015 State Integrity Investigation, updated in 2018, gave Texas an F grade in political financing, lobbying disclosure, executive accountability, electoral oversight and public access to information. These statistics seem like the perfect ingredients for widespread public corruption, according to Special Agent Michelle Lee, a public affairs officer at the FBI San Antonio office. The number of cases opened in their office doubled from 2012 through 2013 and tripled in 2014. In 2015, they opened up cases of significant proportions requiring an array of personnel resources. She also noted that 75% of their cases are concentrated along the border. The border has been a hotbed of corrupt activity. From the Rio Grande Valley to Val Verde County, the integrity of public officials has been compromised on a massive scale. Two widely publicized cases in 2013 involved a former Hidalgo County sheriff and his son, a former police officer. In 2016, another highly reported case included five former officials of Crystal City that reportedly left the rural city $3 million in debt. Continuing up the Rio Grande, four Maverick County commissioners and one justice of the peace were arrested in 2015 on bribery charges and involvement in a bid-rigging scheme. And in 2015, a Val Verde County commissioner was arrested on charges that included bribery, false statements on tax returns and wire fraud. More recently and away from the border, former state senator Carlos Aresti of San Antonio was convicted of 11 felonies in 2018, including fraud and money laundering. He was subsequently sentenced to 12 years in federal prison. Aresti was also charged and sentenced in a Reeves County Correctional Center inmate medical services contract case involving the division of bribery payments with former Reeves County Judge Jimmy Galindo. Governor Perry cut $7 million in anti-corruption funding. While some of the violations in these investigations overlap, it seems the FBI does most of the heavy lifting in these local and state-level cases, whether federal or state laws were broken. There are some investigatory resources available to the state regarding public corruption. Yet in 2013, former Governor Rick Perry vetoed more than $7 million in funding for the State Public Integrity Unit, located in the Travis County District Attorney's Office and charged with investigating public corruption. The veto essentially ended the life of the unit. However, it was resurrected through legislation a couple of years later and came under the purview of the Texas Rangers. The iconic law enforcement division of the Department of Public Safety, DPS, operates two units, Their public corruption unit was established by the 81st legislature and is mandated to investigate public corruption as it pertains to public officials, officers of the law, and any other person who holds a position of trust. The new or incipient public integrity unit is responsible for investigating offenses committed by state officers and employees, removing that authority from the Travis County District Attorney's Office. The DPS had not definitively responded to a request for an interview and data prior to the submission of this article. Ty Clevinger, a former Justice Department attorney and Texas lawyer who filed a federal lawsuit in 2018 against several employees of the DPS on behalf of a former special agent with the DPS Criminal Investigation Division, believes the state isn't committed to battling the scourge of public corruption. "I have no confidence in the governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, or the legislature," he wrote via email. "Most elected Republicans in Texas point to D.C. and complain about how corrupt it is, and the federal government is pervasively corrupt, but that has become a distraction from how bad things are in Austin. Texas has never been serious about fighting corruption, and that was true when the state was run by Democrats. McDonnell doesn't believe the state possesses a bona fide oversight or enforcement agency to combat public misconduct. Ethics Commission effectiveness questioned. I don't think there's much of an enforcement agency out there," McDonald said. "The Attorney General's office is certainly not a watchdog for political corruption." He added that the Attorney General's office will take a case or two, but only when called in. "The AG doesn't have any direct statutory authority to investigate or prosecute political corruption per se," McDonald said. "It only happens when it comes to their attention through other sources, so there's not really a regime of investigation on the lookout for political corruption. Texas does possess an ethics commission, but its effectiveness is questionable. According to the agency, it is authorized to undertake civil enforcement actions on its own motion or in response to a sworn complaint, hold enforcement hearings, issue orders, and impose civil penalties. The commission may ultimately resolve a sworn complaint by dismissal, referral for criminal prosecution, or imposition of a civil penalty. It doesn't discourage, if you will, bad behavior because of the leniency of the fines and penalties," McDonald said. Instead, McDonald said regulatory authority comes from the citizens and much of what is brought forth is done by third parties. Yet, he added that most people don't have the capacity for sifting through laws and conducting the necessary research to file a formal complaint. "Most of the enforcement that comes is third party triggered by the citizen, with complaints, so the political institutions, be they local or statewide, don't play much of a role in ferreting out or prosecuting corruption," he said. McDonald believes the powers that be don't want to inhibit corruption. "I mean, it's clear the legislature has tried to limit the power of the Ethics Commission," he said. "They tried to make it easier for corrupt state officials to escape prosecution. It's their job, circle the wagons and protect the powerful." He said they have been working on reforms and restrictions for more than 20 years but have mostly spun their wheels. "It's almost a hopeless grind," he remarked. "Through votes or watchdog actions, the state's citizens will ultimately decide how to hold public officials accountable." Forwarded message, from LAOPCAT, FBI, GOV, 8 Friday, the 7th of January, 2022 at 1:07 a.m. Subject: automatic reply. External email, TCJS complaint closed, to James Driscoll. "Thank you for your email. Your message is important to us. This inbox is not monitored 24/7. We will respond as soon as possible. If you are a member of the media and would like to request public information, please contact FBI Media Coordinator Laura E. Miller in Los Angeles at 310-420-6441 or visit FBI Press Office Los Angeles Division to find recent press statements. Threat reporting. As a reminder, for immediate, specific threat information, call 911. Please report all other threat information online at https://tips.fbi.gov, via phone at 1-800-CALL-FBI, 1-800-225-5324, or Los Angeles Field Office, 310-477-6565. Internet crimes can be reported at www.ic3.gov. Recruitment, https://www.fbi.gov/contact-us/field-officer/Los Angeles/recruitment, FBI, Community Outreach Programs, https://www.fbi.gov/contact-us/field-officer/Los Angeles/community-outreach, FBI, Speaker Request Form, https://forms, FBI.gov/Los-Angeles-Division-FBI, B, I, dash speaker dash presenter dash request dash form, F, B, I, jobs, https colon slash slash, F, B, I, jobs.gov slash, F, B, I, HQ experience tour, https colon slash slash www dot, F, B, I, gov slash contact dash r slash, F, B, I, dash headquarter slash the dash, F, B, I, dash experience. Federal Bureau of Investigation Los Angeles, Office of Public and Congressional Affairs, on Friday, the 7th of January, 2022 at 1:01 a.m. James Driscoll wrote, Note CC list, send us a story. If you see breaking news, call the newsroom, 512-459-9442. If you have a story idea or a digital picture of breaking news, e-mail it to news, at, kvu.com. Fax, 512-533-2233, e-mail at kvu.com. Editorial team at kvu digital, at, kvu.com. Grammarly reports, tone detector, how this may sound to readers, slightly frowning face sad, confounded face disapproving, comma, dash, dear Elizabeth Thomas of TCJS State, Texas, U.S., thank you for looking into this matter. Your response in my view is not accepted. You may have closed out based on the letter that you provided, but in view of the seriousness, I must reject your vague referenced letter in this case. As you might not be aware of, outside of the actual complaint that was processed, I have additional presentations to the seriousness of this violation. These matters are in direct relevance to national security concerns and cannot be dropped and left as you have closed this case complaint. As I mentioned, cells 1-24 in the infirmary section of the Williamson County Jail are the mentioned cells. I would have preferred the details of these cells mentioned in your response letter. In so doing, the letter detaches its response of responsibility. As you were public service agencies, you work for me. Therefore, this statement that is in your response letter is not detailed nor does it impose responsibility for the mentioned inspection. You may have closed this complaint, but the matter remains unconfirmed, comma, dash, the removal of 24 smoke detection units from the ceiling of the cell block is not easy to return back to operational status. First, I am sure that the violations that I observed were done many years ago. To return these cells back to their installed operation means they would have to relocate the smoke detectors and then reinstall them. The worst issue about this is how the missing smoke detectors have to have status indication whereas bypass circuits. I am more than positive that you did not inspect the very specifically mentioned cells in the infirmary cells off the Williamson County Jail. The cells were removed many years ago and most likely would not have been relocated on site. They would have required repurchasing, which is rather unlikely that has been done. I demand to see the records and slideshow video of the cells that I encountered as a part of my very own jailhouse stay records. If you are unable to provide details, you are involved in a conspiracy cover-up. Individually, Elizabeth Thomas, you are guilty of a conspiracy cover-up. Is that the way you want to have this set closed? This response here has direct at, F, B, I, GOV addressing, but that is not the most relevant detail. Overview of this public record document, please. http://webdomains.realuphumannet/texasjailproject.org/. This has spoken voice narrative audio media player embedded. Index of /texasjailproject.org. Icon name last modified size description. Parent directory dash, dir, gmail dash Texas Jail Project dash Notice of Fire Protection System Modifications Filler slash 2021-12-1916- TXT, gmail dash Texas Jail Project dash Notice of Fire Protection System Modifications HTM 2021-12-119-0546-K, comma, Texas Jail Project dash Notice of Fire Protection System Changes OG 2021-12-11618-6.9M, comma, Texas Jail Project dash Notice of Fire Protection System Changes 2, OG 2021-12-1359-5.9m, complaint message excerpted here, note, complaint sent the 1st of December 2021, inspection reported to have occurred the 3rd of December 2021, really, Gmail James Driscoll, Notice of Fire Protection System Modifications dash Against Fire Code, Smoke Detectors Removed and Missing from Infirmary Individual Cells, 24 count, dash Seriously, Intentionally Removed, An Act Sinister Upon Future Purposes, one message, James Driscoll Wednesday, the 1st of December, 2021 at 1:28 a.m. to complaints at tcjs.state.tx.us, cc, help at TexasJailProject.org, Notice of Spoken Voice Media, Image PNG, Texas Jail Project - Notice of Fire Protection System Changes OG, please click on speaking head emoji to play OG audio media, 19 minutes 41 seconds, the situation that is being reported here are very serious, I am expecting a timely responsive return to my reporting efforts here, thank you, -, this remains to be of MPATAPO binding onto remedy of these matters, this serious infraction of jailhouse specifications and the operations of the jail I so far have not fully expressed into this record, are matters placed upward into presumed community view in action affairs in a correction that must be applied onto the jail, these matters have been delivered as truthfully as possible I can write, these community affairs addresses of remedy have gone from the needed involvement of the Texas local agency in Williamson County, further upward into federal level of reporting into the United States Justice Department, the public route directory access to the contents of this effort can be found here, Texas Jail Project, http://webdomainsrealuphumannet/texasjailproject.org/. United States Department of Justice, http://webdomainsrealuphumannet/justice.gov/, and in view of the labeled MPATAPO domain 2, Williamson County, Texas Sheriff's Office, http://fuckeduphuman.space/williamson-county-texas-jail/, $3.90 from Amazon. If Amazon can offer us collectively interview to support the symbolism of the MPATAPO, then so too can you, off the persons here involved. Can bring into your perspective an use that represents community affairs are bonded onto this matter for peacemaking and community discourse resolve. A community-level response from this matter is required to maintain your professionalism in the roles of your job placement. Further, to be an effective representative of duty to enforce laws being subverted here and responsible for the honest portrayal of what has happened in these matters, these considerations must be discussed and placed into reconciliation, a concept that you might not be familiar with, but a concept shown here to you all to be placed into a differing cause of action. We must change our perspectives and follow into recognizing this binding to fulfill a betterment purpose. You cannot just sit back into a background holding a silent void. I will not allow such disorientation onto our society. These matters are broader expansive from the local involved Williamson County, Texas upward into federal level authority. If we cannot find the need for community duty, this matter is whacked out true. I demand the naming of persons to be removed from their job positions. That would specifically be persons involved in my duration of time as an inmate, booking number 21-192,333, in the medical requests interfaces that were mishandled. The issue being of history before I arrived - apparently - you have not yet learned a lesson of change. Williamson County Jail fails inspection KVUE, multi-part video playlist. What is installed in the jailhouse are extreme violations of the code in the reference below of the fire protection equipment installed in the jail, as should be put into immediate inspection - as I know it exists as I describe, inspections must obviously be an immediate fail. I reject your letter to close this complaint, with obvious interference bias - that is reported into the public view on YouTube. Williamson County Jail hate incubator malformed operations observed, James Driscoll, 1/30, play button, 270 now playing, Williamson County Jail fails inspection KVUE, 2/13/13 now playing, Williamson County Sheriff indicted, booked into jail for felony charge, KXAN, 3/3/36 now playing, new Williamson County Sheriff reboots department and reputation KVUE, 4/2/36 now playing. Former Williamson County deputy arrested, facing assault and oppression charges KVUE, 5/20/29 now playing. Williamson County's law and order reputation led to corruption, officials say KVUE, 6/3/07 now playing. Tour of new Williamson Company, jail, the Southern, 7/8/12 now playing. Williamson County Sheriff hires officers with troubled pasts KVUE, 8/51/53 now playing. Williamson County Sheriff Robert Chody indicted, officials discuss charges KVUE, 9/53/20 now playing, news conference is held after Williamson County Sheriff's indictment, KXAN, 10/4/53 now playing, defenders, the cost of lawsuits against the Williamson County Sheriff's Office KVUE, 11/4/20 now playing, new Williamson County Sheriff Mike Gleason sworn in, announces 5 deputy misconduct investigations, KXAN, 12/6/36 now playing, victims share stories of violent confrontations with Williamson County Sheriff's deputies, Austin American-Statesman, 13/3/34 now playing, former Williamson County deputy charged speaks out in exclusive interview, KXAN, 14/6/25 now playing, Man accused of assaulting officer in capital riot was Williamson County Sheriff's Deputy, Craftster, 15, 248 now playing, Williamson County Texas Sheriff's putting the bad guys back to work, eyes on Lobloods, 16, 344 now playing, Williamson County Sheriff rehires deputy indicted in 2019 excessive force case, police brutality matters, 17, 2720 now playing, Williamson County's law and order reputation led to corruption, officials say live doc KVUE. KVUE, 18, 750 now playing, Williamson TX Sheriff Department excessive force actions investigated by Texas Rangers for patterns, James Justice, 19, 106 now playing, Williamson County Sheriff's Office highlights new app, WSIL News 3, 20, 156 now playing, inmate sues Williamson County over improper medical care KVUE, KVUE, 21, 32 minutes and 6 seconds now playing, psychiatric treatment or torture, the Oak Ridge Experiment, the Fifth Estate, 22, 48, 21 now playing, Inside Broadmoor, Notorious Prison Documentary, Real Stories, 23, 44, 23 now playing, Britain's Most Dangerous Psychiatric Hospital, Prison Documentary, Real Stories, 24, 609 now playing, Gang Stalking, Sensitization / Classical Conditioning, Masked Zilla, 25, 252 now playing, What is Gang Stalking, Plain Law, 26, 17, 12 now playing, Lessons from the Mental Hospital Glenn and Doyle Melton TDX Traverse City, TDX Talks, 27, 57, 05 now playing, In the Realm of Hungry Ghosts Dr. Gabor Mate, Joe Polish, 28, 18, 16 now playing, The Murderous Police Gangs of Los Angeles, The Gravel Institute, 29, 848 now playing, How Corrupt Baltimore Police Task Force Tainted Thousands of Cases, HBO, Vice News, 30, 1231 now playing, Against Their Will, Locked Away in a Mental Hospital After Voluntarily Seeking Help, WFAA, comma, dash, http://fuckeduphuman.space/williamson-county-texas-jail/index-of-williamson-county-texas-jail, icon name last modified size description, parentally, parent directory dash, dir, audio narratives, comp archive, / 2021-11-2011-31-dir, contacts and saved site pages, at will.org, / 2021-11-17754-dir, faxa / 2021-11-2813-35-dir, futures hate incubation-under logics-AI and machine learning, defeating hate ideologies society-wide, - can we make it before hate conquer due to the extreme erosion of trust before county collapse, / 2021-11-1719-32-dir, inmate-booking ID-21-192333, / 2021-11-17752-dir, messenger / 2021-12-13-1044-dir, smart jail mail com / 2021-11-17756-dir, take-responsibility-challenge-myth-law-must-changes / 2021-11-22712-dir, YouTube videos-local news report / 2021-11-17137-http://fuckeduphuman.space/williamson-county-texas-jail/messenger/index-of-williamson-county-texas-jail/messenger, icon name last modified size description, parentally, parent directory dash, dir, dec dash 13 dash 2021 / 2021 dash 12 dash 13 1044 dash, dir, if dash you dash want to dash achieve dash respect dash first dash define dash it dash with dash excellence, filler / 2021 dash 11 dash 28 530 dash, img, betrayal of commons dash title png 2021 dash 11 dash 28 722 718 k, txt, if dash you dash want to dash achieve dash respect dash first dash define dash it dash with dash excellence, htm 2021 dash 11 dash 30 16 50 267 k, comma, if dash you dash want to dash achieve dash respect dash first dash define dash it dash with dash excellence, og 2021 dash 11 dash 28 7 10 9.2 m, IMG, note-content above PNG 2021-11-2816-41-20K, IMG, Honor Akapana Niwa-Akruwap 2, GIF 2021-7-52071.3 minutes, IMG, Trust-Ladder PNG 2021-7-52098.5K, IMG, Williamson County-Chalkboard PNG 2021-11-2810432.6M, IMG, quote-when-your-practice-has-led-you-to-experiences-at-you-can-t-understand-you-need-better-better-su-flowers-91-19-47, JPG 2021-7-076-3179K. On Monday, the 3rd of January, 2022 at 11:46 a.m. Elizabeth Thomas wrote, "Good afternoon, your complaint regarding Williamson County has been closed. Please see the attached official response. Best regards, Elizabeth Thomas, Complaint Inspector, Texas Commission on Jail Standards, the 27th of December, 2021, James Driscoll, in the mindway at gmail.com. Dear Mr. Driscoll, your letter regarding Williamson County Jail has been reviewed by the inspector. After reviewing your allegations, it was determined that no violation of minimum standards has occurred. You alleged that Williamson County life safety equipment is not up to standards. On 12/3/21, an unannounced inspection of Williamson County was conducted by this agency.